works for everyone. I'm proud of the progress we have made over the last 3 years. We have completed the work that David Cameron and George Osborne started. The deficit is almost eliminated. Our national debt is falling and we are bringing an end to austerity. My focus has been on ensuring that the good jobs of the future will be created in communities across the whole country, not just in London and the South East, through our modern industrial strategy. We have helped more people than ever enjoy the security of a job. We are building more homes and helping first-time buyers onto the housing ladder so young people can enjoy the opportunities their parents did. And we are protecting the environment, eliminating plastic waste, tackling climate change, and improving air quality. This is what a decent, moderate, and patriotic Conservative government, on the common ground of British politics, can achieve, even as we tackle battery for survivors of domestic abuse. It is why the race disparity audit and gender pay reporting are shining a light on inequality, so it has nowhere to hide. And it is why I set up the independent public inquiry into the tragedy at Grenfell Tower, to search for the truth, so nothing like it can ever happen again, and so the people who lost their lives that night are never forgotten. Because this country is a union, not just a family of four nations, but a union of people, all of us. Whatever our background, the colour of our skin, or who we love, we stand together, and together we have a great future. Our politics may be under strain, but there is so much that is good about this country, so much to be proud of, so much to be optimistic about. I will shortly leave the job that it has been the honour of my life to hold. The second female Prime Minister, but certainly not the last. I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
British current Prime Minister Theresa May there with that emotional ending of that speech, which basically contained the message that she will step down on Friday, June the 7th p.m. time. That was a core message in that speech, if you will. Of course, she mentioned her strives during the course of the past couple of months, if not years, in order to deliver Brexit after the British people voted in favor of it. She said that I have tried to deliver that three times, and because I have been unsuccessful, I believe that Britain's failure of delivering Brexit.